USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final report from the House Intelligence Committee accuses President Trump of abusing his power. It alleges a scheme by President Trump to coerce an ally to solicit foreign election interference. Republican Congressman Ben Klein reacts to the 300-page document being released less than 24 hours before the Judiciary Committee begins their impeachment proceedings.
I am finally in possession of the 300-page report from the Intelligence Committee. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, we have to have a hearing on this tomorrow. It's a sham. It's an outrage. The American people should be very outraged at this travesty of justice that's occurring.
The Virginia Republican speaking there on Fox News. And your final numbers on Wall Street, a down day as the Dow lost 280 points. To close at 27503. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Another officer-involved school shooting at a Wisconsin high school is under investigation. The Oshkosh Police Department says a student confronted a school resource officer at Oshkosh West High School. Both were injured and are being treated for their wounds. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is heading to Southeast Asia. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Oscar-winning actress Julia Roberts and former First Lady Michelle Obama will travel to Vietnam and Malaysia to speak about girls' education. The Obama Foundation announcing that Roberts will join Obama on December 9th in Vietnam with the Girls Opportunity Alliance to meet with local girls' education organizations. They will then be on stage for a conversation on December 12th in Malaysia, where they'll discuss their Vietnam trip and lessons from their own leadership journeys.
According to Baby Center, the top baby names of 2019 were Sophia for girls and Liam for boys. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden launches his No Malarkey tour in Iowa, but still has to overcome his major gaffes. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
To the Democrats now who want to be president, Joe Biden kicks off his No Malarkey tour in Iowa. Biden claims 65% of people in the state are still undecided. He's in fourth place in Iowa in a Real Clear Politics average of polls. Mayor Pete in first place. Biden's still having to overcome gaffe after gaffe. Listen to the latest from the campaign trail.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand. And it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is out as Chicago's top cop. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot is firing Johnson after an investigation claimed he was passed out inside his vehicle.
Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses and flawed decision-making that is inconsistent with having the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department.
Johnson admitted he had been drinking before he was found slumped over in his car. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.